This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Whitewater adventure.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most...
The Clinton scandal?
Yes.
Just clarifying. Some people think of Whitewater as like a rafting trip.
I was going to say, I think theme park and then I think scandal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a good thing we clarified.
Okay. Yeah. You were going to say that?
I was going to say that, but then I decided...
Were you thinking that? Were you going to say it or were you going to think it? And then if somebody else brought it up, you were going to say that you were going to say it.
Well, sometimes I get mixed up. Thank you. No, I appreciate that you asked. And I was going to say it, but then I decided, you know, it's a little too early in the show for me to be talking. It's not my show, so I'm not going to say it. And I'm glad I didn't.
You know, people will obviously have a very negative reaction to how early you talked in this show, some portion of the fan base. But those aren't true heads.
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't the real fans. Those people, we appreciate them. Yes. We court them. Of course. This is a business endeavor. But at the same time, those aren't the real fans. The real fans are the 20 to 30 people, listeners, who are like, fuck yes, Jamie, speak up early, get yours. You've earned your spot on the show. Push those guys aside. And I'm frankly ready to step aside.
You're ready to step aside?
I'm done.
I didn't think you were going to bring that up this early in the show.
This is so important. It's so important to hold space for this. And this is actually exactly what we want to talk about with Jamie Loftus. Mm-hmm. Jamie, you did the show before.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago. Your appearance then, I don't remember anything about it, but it's not you. I don't remember anything that has ever happened on the show.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
But at the time, I remember thinking, here's a person who's fully in command of their own power. This is the next generation. This is the person who is going to come for my spot.
New and models out. Mm-hmm. I went, new models out.
Yeah.
Factory ain't going to be making much of me anymore.
And she's doing these long form podcasts where we probably talked a little about this last time. You take like one book and you do a podcast that's like even longer than the book. Then you did a comic strip Kathy, which is even shorter. And you did a podcast that is so much longer than all the comics.
It was really long.
It's a lot longer than a comic.
And I think this is someone who's in command of their own power. I would love to be able to harness my skills and abilities that way. I'm approaching this with a severe disadvantage, which is I hate the sound of my own voice.
Oh my God. I think I said earlier I was going to step down, and a big part of it is I cannot listen to myself. I cringe. I hate the sound of my own voice.
And people say,
"Your voice is cringe to you?"
It's so cringe.
It's cringe. It's choogy. People say, so then why did you just say that you hate the sound of your own voice? No one asked you to talk about that. If you're looking to make cuts in the stuff that you're saying, maybe start with that, this thing that you say all the time.
No, but that's what makes it raw. You know, that's you get raw right at the top. And then but you do risk the point of pointing out how your voice sounds, and then I can't stop thinking about it. And then I'm like, wait a second.
Am I planting it in the head of the audience?
I can't stop thinking about it either. It causes me severe emotional and physical pain, makes me throw up.
Mm-hmm.
I have misophonia. I have misophonia. And the sound that is triggering for me and that sets off my anxiety is, in fact, the sound of my own voice.
My own voice because misophony. Yeah.
Yeah. And well, meanwhile, you, Jamie Loftus.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Jamie made us. You made us loft.
Mm-hmm.
You made us loft.
Wow.
You made us loft last time you were here. Oh, I loft.
But did I make you think?
I loft and loft. Oh, I was laughing, Jamie. You made us loft so much. And that's why we wanted to have you back, because you're someone who, your voice is very nice. You like the sound of it.
I can't stop talking.
And when you say stuff, you say like, you do like a little hee hee hee, like just like,
yeah,
you like something.
Well, that's how
that
I get
say
into my own accent. Hee hee
hee hee.
Yeah, I love a good little heh heh. You know, it kind of gets me into, it gets me into myself. That's how I get out of bed in the morning. I don't get out of the bed for less than 5 to 6 heh hehs.
I notice you are currently sitting on a bed. Is that right?
I am. Yeah. Yeah.
So what happened today? Today, something went bad. Day's over. You didn't get out of there at all.
Mm-hmm.
No, I couldn't. I couldn't get the hehehs out this morning.
Later for you than it is for me. So you've never left your bed.
No, it's 8:47 p.m. I never left my bed.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Is that, I'm sorry, is it? Okay, is that do I have permission to not get out of bed today?
I think it's so important that we hold space for you to have a terrible day and not get out of bed.
That's good. I was hoping that you would say that.
It's troubling for me because we did bring you on the show to help us, to give us advice, to try to get us over the crippling fear of hearing our own voice. How do you make one of these podcasts that you've been making? And can I stop really quickly? Hey, did you want to finish your Whitewater story? I feel like we stomped all over it.
No, I just want to share something that I really love when I'm hosting the show, which is I'm often looking at Kevin. Kevin's my only real audience. And so, like, obviously, when I say something, it makes me, like, it hurts me in my head, my body, makes me want to throw up. But I'm like, okay, I hope Kevin's at least enjoying this. And often I will see his face will suddenly, like, light up with a much brighter light while I'm talking. Which means that he has gone to another browser window. I know that. He's not on the Zoom feed anymore. And I assume it's to like send someone an email being like, Hayes just said something really nice, really smart. It's clearly it's a very different field than what he was just in. And like, wow, I think like, wow, that I could say something that could compel Kevin to have to actually stop doing his job for a second in order to share with one of his two friends. Their names are Darius and Chris.
And it's such a commentary on our society now, right? That it is as if Kevin has not experienced this part of his life, this show, if he isn't able to share it.
Mm.
The immediacy, the ability to share
it,
whether he's posting it on social media or whether he's, as you suggested, Hayes, DMing or emailing Darius. Chris.
What do we think about this, Jamie? We like Kathy's show, very interesting analysis of like its role in feminism and body image and how people eat. What do we think of the fact that Kevin's two friends are both boys?
I think, well, okay. So there's a lot to unpack there, because I've never seen how Kevin interacts with his boys. And that's going to be really telling. I've never seen Kevin, and this is going to sound like an attack, but I've never seen Kevin try to interact with a girl. So I don't know what that would be like.
It's a bit like, have you played The Sims? Have you played The Sims?
I've played a couple of times. Is it, what kind of sim were we talking?
Like Fire, or not, I mean, all The Sims, I think, are basically... What kind of sim? Are there different kinds now?
Yeah, can't you make them? You can put them aliens. In a couple different clothes. Yeah, you can make them aliens. If well, you Kevin, you're just giving us suggestions on how to make be mean to you about The Sims.
Well, if you've played The Sims, I think it's actually pretty easy to picture Kevin interacting with a girl, and all you have to do is just add a P before the second S.
Okay. So I don't think. See, I think that Kevin could have friends who are girls if that's the approach. But which and so that begs
can you,
the question:
are you think you can simp for? Is it cool to simp for your best friend? And is that actually what we should be? Is that actually the standard that we should have? Mm-hmm. That like, yes, I am a total simp for my best friend.
Yeah, anything else is toxic.
And can you
if I'm not simping for my best friend, then I'm not supporting them.
And do you simp your family? Jamie, do you simp your family?
Oh yeah, I simp for my family. I simp for my mommy, my daddy, my brother, my cousins, my grandpa.
I simp
for all those
mommy.
Guys.
I stan mommy.
Okay, but then what's the overlap of simp and stan? If you stan your mommy, can you not
Homer
then simp
stan.
For her?
I simp for God and country. Mm-hmm. I stan mommy, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I simp for the troops.
Mm-hmm.
See, I stan the troops.
Ah, interesting.
The troops for me are
we're finding out
goals.
A lot about you. That's
yeah.
gold.
To me, the troops can get it.
Okay.
I actually just recently talked to Daddy. And I haven't stopped screaming. I am living for Daddy. Daddy is everything.
Is that simping or standing for Daddy? Where's
wow.
the line?
That's a question for my therapist, and believe me, I'm going to ask it.
Well, I simp for my therapist.
You see, Kevin has a Thrasher t-shirt today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kevin, what's going on with the Thrasher t-shirt?
He saw a jackass.
Oh my God.
He's been completely out of control.
Yeah.
Oh.
And his two boyfriends are like just like wrestling around all the time. Like when we first got in the Zoom before you got here, these guys were like wrestling around with him and he was going like, I'm jackass number one. And they were going like, I'm jackass, I'm the jackass, and like all like fighting.
God,
really not healthy.
I feel like boys are always, you know, the boyfriends are always trying to figure out who the number one jackass is, and they don't do that on the show. They're all equal jackasses on the show. Why has it become a contest when it's Kevin and Darius and the third one?
I think he's missed the point. Kevin and Dart and Chris.
Mm-hmm. Chris. Ugh. Well, okay. So I've been finding, so first of all, I just want to say, I'm glad we're asking so many big questions tonight. You know, like I feel really opened up to a lot of discourse. I feel like with Jackass, it brings out a side of people that I haven't seen in many. It brings out a side of people where they're like, do you remember when comedy was just this? Could we get back to this, please?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been seeing a lot of that. People want to just get back to, could we get back to this, please?
Mm-hmm. I agree with this.
Simpler.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was
I agree
simpler.
With this. Yeah.
Do you agree with this?
There was a time when comedy was just this.
Uh-huh.
And
that was comedy. At the time, that was comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Keep that
and
in mind.
Can we get back there?
Can we please get back to this?
The context of that, I wasn't aware that that was comedy at the time. Mm-hmm. But then for a while, maybe it wasn't. But
comedy,
now we're gonna do it again.
Fundamentally, comedy is surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that is all. Would you agree that the jackasses 1, 2, 3, however you want to label them, are frequently surprised?
Oh, I would say that they're only surprised,
and that
is why they're goals for me.
And that's comedy, and that's goals.
And this was. Can we please also bring back? With Bob's passing, I've been thinking about this all the very more. Can we bring back America's Funniest? Can we please bring back AFV? There was a time when this is what comedy was. It was very simple.
I would love to bring back AFV. Let's do it.
The cat goes on the cat.
Sorry, the cat?
The cat trampoline.
Hello.
I'm sitting down on the floor in much the position that Jamie is now recording this podcast. I'm a little kid. I watch the cat trampoline. I go, me sitting on the floor as a little kid. I'm
Bethany
like
a
baby.
And you don't laugh like that anymore. I've never heard you laugh like that.
I grew up and that was my mistake. And it's my greatest regret.
And it's maybe why you hate the sound of your own voice, because it's not your voice anymore.
Nope.
You've got to get back to that. And people will say, well, we don't need AFV anymore. That's just YouTube. But I've looked at YouTube and I don't think I'm seeing a lot of footage of sledding. People sledding. And maybe mom falls off the sled. Or maybe the sled bumps into dad. I'm not seeing that on YouTube. So I think that the videos were simple, but you oversimplify it when you say that that's just YouTube now. That's not
YouTube.
Where's
the curation?
YouTube is lectures.
There's no curation.
On rules. Yes.
If you know how to look for it, the style of Jackass number one in particular has been around all along. There are some sort of like underground, like prank video channels where guy walks up and is like, hey, what's up? I'll give you like $50 if we can have a kiss. And the girl's like, okay, sure, I guess so. And then they make out, like they kiss for a really long time. And it's not like a prank per se. It doesn't actually culminate in it being a prank. That just kind of happens. And then the guy's
like,
but it's
a prank channel.
Yeah, it is absolutely a prank channel for sure.
Did she get the $50? This doesn't sound like a prank.
I guess so. At the end, he's just kind of like, awesome, thank you. And she's like, yeah, sure. Like, for sure, cool.
You don't see the $50.
Yeah.
You don't see
it.
Then
need
I don't think
to.
It happened. I need to see the $50 because I feel like he's given to her an Amex gift card or something, and then you scan it, and then it turns out it was never activated at the store. I'm not saying this has happened to me, but I'm saying if I'm watching that video, I'm going to want to see the $50.
It creates a tension, doesn't it? It creates a feeling of anxiety, and in that way, it's somewhat thrilling.
That's true. That's true. I mean, and now I feel like we're making a case against AFV because they weren't showing these $50 kiss transactions.
They never showed the $50 kiss.
I watched them all. $50 kiss was not on that. And I would send
never
it in.
Never came up.
Imagine
you
me as a little boy. I see $50 kiss on AFV.
You
mother!
Really into your power. Back in those days.
Back then I did know how to step into my power and I was fully in command.
I'm watching TV. Bob introduces $50 kiss, and I go, "Whoa, no! Oh no! Oh no! 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 Oh no! Do not touch that remote, Daddy! Oh no!"
See, I never had an issue getting out of bed when AFV was on because I would be like it was not a problem.
Yeah.
500 heh-hehs.
Yeah.
At the first clip, at the first cat trampoline.
Yeah. Now your heh-hehs are a little more like hee hee hee. But when you were just like a tiny little kid, you sort of laughed like,
yeah, it was heavy. It was a flummy, it was really in the back of the throat.
Yeah.
It was a throaty heh-heh. But now I can barely do it now.
I want to learn how we got here, Jamie. I want to sort of cultivate a voice for myself that I could do a long form podcast for
and me as well.
That is sustainable that to... like I won't okay. it won't like run out.
It needs to feel authentic to me, but it cannot sound like me. It
needs to be sexy, needs to be smart, okay. needs to be sweet.
Uh-huh.
I want it to be like smart, but I want it to be like, oh shucks, holy shit, am I being smart? Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm okay, so well, stupid. I'm being smart. Like
that's important. You have to constantly like, even if you're like, for sure I know exactly what I'm talking about. No yeah. one knows what they're talking about in this moment more than I do. You have to be like, I don't know though. Do I? Mm-hmm. I don't
right.
know.
Mm-hmm. I got to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
Or throw in something goofy that you recently did that then makes yes. you relatable. So no one gets mad at you for being yes. correct about something.
Give me an example. Give okay. me an example okay. of this from your own work.
Okay. From my, okay. So here I would do something like, okay. So I'm talking about the book Lolita. It's a heavy topic. Difficult topic. I'll talk about you know a theme or a very specific thing that happens in the book. And Hayes, you've listened to the show. Sean, mm-hmm. you haven't, and that's, and I hold space for that.
Get my head around it.
There's also a new dad. So, he's listened to the new dad podcasts.
I would say Lolita is a new dad podcast. I think it's okay. It's but the so it? So Hayes, maybe you remember this that I would say something, I would make my point, and then there'd be a little pause, and I giggle, and I go, "Sorry, I just pissed myself a little. Oh my god!" And then I'd be like, "As I was did you? Saying,
did you stay, do you have to do well, it or you say it?"
You have to do it, but not as much as you made it sound like you did with your voice.
Yeah, that happened a lot. She would say,
"Yeah,
oh no, like oh no, my piss."
And okay, there's another some of more
yeah,
piss.
There goes
is
the
out.
Piss again.
Yes, oh no, yes, more piss. Okay, is out. Some here comes a piss again.
All right, some mm-hmm. more piss is coming out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
I would stop.
Interesting.
I mean, that was
let me try that. Let me try that.
That. Can we give that
surprise.
A shot?
Okay.
Let me try that. So mm-hmm. I'll be, you know, something serious, something serious, something serious.
Uh huh.
But whatever. Okay. Okay. Some more piss. This is. Yeah. The. Yep. That's the piss again.
Okay.
Anyway, let's get
strong...
back to the topic. Yeah.
So,
should I not do that because that's yours?
I think that that's I don't lay claim to the pissing yourself during the serious podcast.
Everybody
because there's
does
a lot
it.
Of people that do. Michael Barbaro yeah, does that
do
five times
does
a week.
It. Yes.
Barbaro does it in the intro, but I mean, he's a pro. Right. So I would say maybe just don't say that you're pissing longer than the point you were making.
So let me
it's
try.
It's just gotta be quicker.
Hey.
Yeah.
I want to try to do that as well.
Okay.
So so Lolita can be very interesting and good, but also very bad and nasty. Oh, no. Pissed drawers on my... haunches? Did that sound real?
That I'll be honest with you, that I didn't believe you were pissing yourself at all in that.
Okay.
Were you pissing yourself as you were doing that?
No, I was thinking about a time okay. when I did though.
Okay. Well, I think that maybe just to start, you don't have to piss yourself every time, but okay. for the first, you know, 10 to
first
20 times
episodes,
you do
you
actually
do
have
it.
To
yeah.
Okay.
Let,
should
and
I?
Let it rip too. Don't be shy.
Could absolutely blast off. T minus.
Yeah, helicopter landing piss.
Okay.
Let me try and you can, something. Let me try something
yeah.
quickly. And yeah, just yeah. tell me if this can work, because I think this might... It'll make it feel a little bit more authentic to my own experience and maybe give me okay. some distance too from your thing so it doesn't feel like I'm like a ripoff artist.
Okay.
Lolita's long as hell, man. Okay, that okay, that's just water. Nope, that's piss. thought it was water, but just 1 second, please. Thought it was water, but now I'm realizing why would water be coming out of there and just be all over my butt and stuff. So it's piss.
The only thing that I noticed, Jamie, I want you to chime in on this too. It was a part where you said specifically that it was all over your butt. That was and while I guess that can happen, it's just like, it's not how I would describe the experience. Like, oh no, this is like all over my butt now.
It's okay. So, all right. So is something wrong with me?
So that was true to your experience. You like,
yeah, it was that from
thinking
an
it was
place?
Water.
That's what's most important to me. Was it?
Yeah.
Did you authentically get piss all over your butt? Because if so, I would say don't hold back, and that actually will build a lot of trust between you and the listener.
I think what could happen too is what I'm hearing from Hayes is this is not a common experience, but we've always been a little bit of the mind. We'd rather be, 10 people's favorite thing in the world than a thing that a million people kind of like. Mm-hmm. And so for the sliver of society who does find that it's all over their butt, when they do think it's water, but it's piss, those people will be so connected that I can make them follow me anywhere, even through the pages of Lolita.
I think that's absolutely true. I would say, the piss butt comment I thought was very vulnerable. And at first, I was repelled by it. At first, I thought, that's disgusting. I've never heard of that happening before. What angle would you need to be pissing at for that to be the case for you?
Okay.
Is it, but then by the end, the way that you really just stood in your power and sat in your piss, it made me feel more connected to you than honestly I ever have. I thought that was just incredible.
And I've fallen for this, like the effect is fast because I'll be listening to a podcast like Jamie's and be like, how dare this person like be talking to me, trying to like teach me something, and like, who does she think she is? Like have it like doing an entire show and like having it be number one on like Vulture and all this stuff when my show is only number five and it's actually like three or four shows put together. And then I'm like, oh, okay, well, she has piss all over her now. So like that
so
actually,
does that make you feel better?
Yeah, that makes me feel way better.
Okay. Well, that's
that makes
good.
Me feel
I'm,
great.
I'm glad that you're so thrilled that I'm pissing myself all the time. But
well, I don't say I'm thrilled.
It makes me feel
a little better.
Okay.
Frankly, there's nothing more human than appreciating that moment of gratitude you get to live in where you can say, I would say this, at least my butt is dry. I would rather be number one than number five, but at least my butt is dry right now. And for you guys, I guess it would be other parts.
Yeah, my butt generally stays dry.
We don't need to go. It's thank you.
Unless there's
I don't
kickback.
Need to go through the hole.
Unless there's, kickback. You
well, I have
kickback?
A shield. It's not even.
You have a shield?
Yes, it's obviously, yes, there's a barrier that it's splashing off of and firing back.
Oh! Like when you don't have someone to play basketball with, you just throw the basketball at a wall and catch it again.
I've never been able to catch it again, but yes.
Okay. So you've got a shield. Okay, so you've got a shield. You piss against the shield, and the piss comes back. That's fine.
Yeah, I didn't want this to become. I honestly wanted to get into like how we could create an engaging long form podcast and kind of like meet you in the future where you've already been living for a little while. That was mostly the point. I didn't want to get into a whole thing about my shield and all that stuff. That wasn't really my focus.
Well,
so thank you.
I feel like,
yeah.
Well, I'm feeling a lot of resistance from you. And I want to make space for that. But okay. I'm just feeling like, you know, there's so much resistance from you right now that maybe that's the story, Sean.
Oh, maybe that's the shield.
Nobody's talking about this. Nobody's talking shields about are not, shield.
Shields aren't only for deflecting piss. They can be for deflecting some of our more complicated emotions as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be plastic that goes inside a little part of your jeans.
Yeah.
Or they can be invisible and they can go around a little part of your heart.
Sorry, you put the piss deflector in your jeans?
There's a little special compartment insert in the jeans that can just kind of like slot right in there.
I'm sorry, Hayes, I didn't realize you'd seen one of these before. I thought that this was new to
I've to seen all it. I mean, well, I certainly some Sean had a lot of trouble getting into the
I had made like a there was like a slot that was supposed to hold it, but the shield was wider. Well, I thought it was wider. I was holding it, I guess, sort of diagonal. Hayes could tell you because he put it in.
We had to cut a little part of the jeans. Actually, a huge part of the jeans had to be cut off.
Wow.
A lot of the jeans are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But the shield's in, and the jeans actually are fine. I can't stand up in them just because we had to cut off so much.
Mm-hmm. And you can see his entire like hip bone.
But for podcasting,
when he's sitting down,
matter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, if you're just seeing yourself from the chest up, it's fine. I mean, that sounds pretty uncomfortable. Is it in right now? I mean, that's personal. You know what? I take that back. I just crossed a line.
Yeah, the shield's in. Yeah.
It's in. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for, I have more questions, but I'm trying to read the room and see if this is something that
I guess I'd prefer you share a little bit of information about your own success instead of like being number one on both the comedy and the normal podcast list. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's
for Vulture.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So then it's not really a comedy podcast. I just want to,
If
it's on the other podcast list,
why would you have the two?
Then it's not really a comedy podcast. And then I guess we would be number four. But
yeah, that would bump us up to the.
It was miscategorized. But
clean up spot.
I guess I prefer in that position instead of asking questions of us, which is theft, questions are thieves.
Mm-hmm.
And instead,
statements
are gifts. Instead, of making shape, like giving us and. So our listeners, some of whom are still listening, to talk about how to do a voice that is sexy, that is smart, that is sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That is.
And then you add in the little piss thing.
That
the
is.
Piss stuff will be in there.
Big, for me, big boy voice, but is also kind of little boy voice, if that makes sense.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you do need a healthy mix of both. I mean, you were both talking earlier about, getting back to the voice that you loved, the voice of your youth, the voice that you felt you could really enjoy AFV in.
Yeah.
So I think we should try to bring that in there. Could we do one where, you know, we don't need to do the piss thing again, but just. Try, you know, like,
thank you.
Take your serious statement. Well,
thank
look,
you for saying
Sean,
that about the piss thing.
I don't want to make you uncomfortable. I do still have a lot of questions, but I'm gonna, you know, best to not ask more questions.
Can we also just touch a little bit on, like, because I think a big part of doing these things, from what I can gather, is they're supposed to be like about. Something. Can we talk about that a little bit? How do you find that, or what are you doing?
Okay. I'm glad you asked. So how I find things is I make a list of things that people don't want to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I actively look for things that when I bring them up to people that I care about, that they excuse themselves.
They say, stop this.
They say, enough. I know what you're doing. I'm not mm-hmm. interested. I don't have 10 hours to invest in this. Mm. I'm going to be sick. I have to leave. I'm peeing, you know, like all this
as
stuff.
Well. Wow.
Please okay. call it. Please call they it. Ambulance. Well. I'm having an emergency. Yeah.
Yeah. They said, actually, there's a big emergency right now. And I just called 911. Wow. I think of just like the most boring, punishing thing I can think about. I kind of test it out among family and friends. And if I can get someone to be so disinterested in what I'm talking about that they call 911 or they mm-hmm. even 5150 themselves, if yeah, I happen wow. to be in the state mm-hmm. of California,
yeah, voluntarily committed,
that's how I know that I'm really onto something. And at that point, I will then drop everything in my life. And for the next 4 to 6 months, I will decimate my personal relationships and write everything there is to know about the most boring thing that I could get someone to 5150 themselves over.
Well, we've been doing that to an extent by slowly, you know, gearing this podcast to be more about Kevin over the past few years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I see that.
And it hasn't had the same results. So, it may be something else about our approach, but I just wanted to ask. But that makes sense. And I think we instinctually sort of understood that. And I think a good podcaster does kind of have the instinct, you know, to do some of these things where it's like, well, what's the least interesting thing we could talk about? And then it's like, well, let's just engage with Kevin.
Yeah. And then let's like, and then also it's like, you're going to want it to be real long.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It just has to keep going. You know, with you guys and Kevin, it keeps going. It goes and goes.
Hollywood Handbook. This week on The Pro Version, Sean and Hayes read a TV script and share their expertise.
Read to me, Kevin, the scene heading and then just the first paragraph.
Interior dive bar night.
I can fix this. Sorry. With one letter, I'm going to make your script 200% more interesting.
Hmm. Can I tell you what it is? Can I tell you what the letter is?
Yes.
I'm not sure. Is it R?
It is.
Go ahead.
Interior drive bar.
That's
night.
Okay.
This is a
that
drive
was my suggestion
themed
as well. Drive themed bar. Yep.
Hell yeah.
Is all fit every scorpion jackets wall to wall.
Yep.
Everyone is the driver from the movie Drive.
Yes.
Check out the Pro Version, the Flagrant Ones, Carl Calls His Cousin, and the video from today's episode with Jamie at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, That's big Milg energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to Milgs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your Milg!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
What's the thing on your wall say?
What's it say?
What does the thing on my wall? It says, live well, laugh often, love much. This is, I do feel the need to say that this is not my room, but I could be lying.
It is
this
your could house, be my, but it's not your this, room.
This is, yeah, no, sorry. This is a room in my house where I do live well, laugh often, love much. If I can, you know, get enough heads to get out of bed, that's generally what I'll do. But this isn't my room. It's just a room that is in my house. I don't really use it very often.
But what better message for a podcaster to carry with you every day? Live well, obviously make buku bucks. Laugh often, goes without saying. You have to fake laugh to have your audience
yes
think that you're enjoying the show as much as they are. Mm-hmm. And love so, 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 so much.
I love love. Much, I love
much loving on the podcast.
Hayes, what's happening with the, ooh, is this your voice? I feel like you see what you were
it
just doing. I feel like it
he's
was getting
it and
love
I'm
my
it.
Audience, love my guests, love, ooh, my co-host, love my producer.
Wow.
much, much loving on my pod. Wow.
Okay.
Hey, that was crazy.
You hear that? That was so good.
That
your
was
voice was closer. Like changed. Yeah.
Wow. Love. I was so infused with the spirit of the love. Thing on Jamie's wall.
Yeah.
And love.
It's like talking
that my
about
voice
love.
Became really good.
Yeah, you went full male soprano. That was gorgeous.
If we focus on the things we love when we're doing our work, then our authentic voice will emerge.
Wait a second.
I love my piss shield. I love my friend who helped me put it in my special jeans. Oh, I love it so much. Wow, that was really good what I just did.
That was so good, Sean. Wow. I've never heard you access that place before. That was incredible. And I like that you both I think it's very brave that you both accessed the vocal fry at the end.
You have
to. I think that was really nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A vocal fry and then a squeak. No, that's some number one shit.
What does that sound like? Are you able to just like bust that out whenever? Like, is like in the, are you like Hawkeye? And suddenly the vocal fry is on the quiver. Pwing!
I'm exactly like Hawkeye, and people have been saying that for a long time. Yeah, no, it's you got to do the fry and squeak right when you're hitting your point. That's episode the last one, episode 9. You know, at the end.
Yes, when we're finally getting to the point, people are like, "What is this?"
Speaking of Hawkeye,
oh my god!
But I do
as we bring up Hawkeye, I just wanted to know: did you get my letter?
Did I get your letter? I don't.
Or not my letter. Did you happen to receive a letter written on an old typewriter from Hawkeye asking you to do a podcast about him?
Wait, I did get that letter. Mm-hmm. I got a request for it. Okay.
Yeah. It would be nice if you posted that.
When you get something like that, one thing you can do,
just kind of a nice thing to do,
is like post that because somebody worked sort of hard on it.
Well, why didn't you put your name on it? If I knew it was from you, I would have responded. You know?
Oh my god, I don't.
Who
want
else
my
would do
name
a,
on
who
that.
Else? And also, who else would do a bit so creative and like labor intensive?
That's true. I wasn't giving you enough credit. I think my thing was when I received that, I was like, okay, first of all, that's a great fucking idea. How did I not think of that?
Right.
I should do that.
No, and it kind of is a good idea too. Like that's part of what makes it kind of like awesome. Like Hawkeye would be like, can I have this?
But then my follow-up thought was, how did this person have my address? And then they also didn't say who they were at the end of it. And so I was, you know, I wanted to post it, but
yes. I put care of my Twitter handle at the bottom.
Oh, really? I didn't see that. There was the ink at the bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Sean. I was mostly afraid that someone had sent a typewritten letter to my house. And I would say, you said you suggested it. I would say it sounded like a demand.
Well, Hawkeye's whole thing is he shoots arrows. So like I did sort of.
Well, you said that in the letter. I know what you mean. Yeah, you did bring that up. And you said, you know, the podcast would be like an arrow to the heart.
I didn't say it. Hawkeye said it. He said basically like, it's, you know, it'd be an arrow to all your listeners that could really affect them. It'd be a real shame if any real arrows hit any of your listeners if there was no podcast. And, you know, it was just sort of like in Hawkeye's kind of voice.
I haven't seen the show, so I'm sure that you're right. And there were a lot of stains on the letter too, so there were entire sections that I couldn't really make out.
I couldn't figure out how to load the ink.
Oh, okay.
You ever try to use one of those fucking things?
No.
Well,
But that doesn't explain.
I don't recommend
ketchup. There was all sorts of stains.
Oh, you're
on
loading
it.
The ink for, you know, 45 minutes, an hour. All of a sudden, you get a little hungry. Some ketchup. You know, that works up an appetite. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, Sean, I'm really sorry.
Like, honestly, I listened to the Kathy podcast.
Uh-huh.
And the idea that you would say to Sean, like, the fact that he got ketchup all over his art project, basically, his comedic art project, while he was doing it, it just doesn't feel to me like it's in the spirit of what we're supposedly learning from mm-hmm. Kathy, which is it is okay to suddenly get ketchup, chocolate, like mm-hmm. whatever right. else, all over everything. When she eats,
dog
it's a
hair,
disaster.
A yeah.
Yes. She's like spraying the food everywhere.
Yeah, she's like a lawn sprinkler, but when she does it, it contains a cultural message that I think speaks to us all. And a lot of people said, hey, I don't think that, you know, this cartoon character should be, you know, spraying ketchup and mustard from her head like a lawn sprinkler every time she sits down at the dinner table. But I just look. When Kathy does it, it's goals. Mm. When Sean does it and I'm feeling, you know, a threat of Hawkeye style violence in my house that I've never told him where it is.
Yeah.
It's just not goals for me. I don't know what to say.
Can we hear 9th episode? We're arriving at the point of show.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a Hawkeye show.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe what's an interesting kind of like fake thing that we can like decide is true about the character Hawkeye?
That is what I do.
There might be some appropriation stuff in there.
Mm.
Oh, I
grappling
guess so,
with
yeah.
the yeah
yeah.
Okay, you're gonna want to use the
animal appropriation for sure. Animal appropriation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the Renner issue. That's a whole.
There's the Renner of it all.
Episode 6. The Renner of it all.
Mm-hmm. And okay, so now we're getting to the point. We want this mm-hmm. to really connect. I want a fry over medium.
Mm-hmm.
I want. You say you like to put the squeak at the end.
It's got to end on the squeak. Yeah. If you blow your load on the squeak too early, people turn it off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other, what else is on the menu?
In terms of how you're going to finish that thing off?
I want to hear it from you. And I want to sort of know what is in your toolbox? Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right, so for the Hawkeye podcast, which I will make, Sean, and
oh, yeah, he's going to shoot you with an arrow
for me.
You
know. For
because
Hawkeye,
I know that he's going to kill me if I don't do
Hawkeye
it.
Hawkeye is one that wrote the letter. Isn't that crazy?
Okay, look, I believe that Hawkeye wrote the letter, and there's certain rooms in my house that I feel like I'm less likely to get hit by, you know, friendly fire. And maybe that's why I record in those sorts of rooms now. But, you know, okay, so episode 9 of the Hawkeye podcast, we've talked about appropriation. We've talked about the Renner of it all, right? We've talked about we've talked about the comic books. We've talked about the movies. We've talked about the series. And so I'm coming around to my point. It's hour, what, like 18
at
this point? If you play it on 1.5, mm-hmm. it's at hour 18. And so I would end it sort of like this. You act like you're about to get to the point where you're like, so in a way, Hawkeye, he means a lot of things to a lot of different people, and it's not going to be good to all people, but I think you need to take into consideration that okay, let me give you an example. My dad loves Hawkeye, and when I was growing up, I was like, I don't get it. And so due to me not getting it, I actually started to prejudge my own father. And so when my father 5150'd himself after so much rejection over Hawkeye being his absolute fave, he would stand at the theaters, he would cheer. And we would laugh. We would laugh at him. And it's one of the greatest regrets of my life. And so say what you will about Jeremy Renner and the whole alimony issue. I think that Hawkeye is good, actually. And then it's over. And so that's kind of how I would land that plane.
Wow.
But everyone, you got to do a dark family twist at the end.
Yeah. Too. And then, of course, it's all a lie. It's totally fake. And your dad listens and he's like, I don't know who that is. Who's Hawkeye. I'm not. That? None of this stuff happened. And you're like, Dad, I had you listen to this so you could memorize it. And anytime someone asks you, you better fucking say this is real. You motherfucker. I will kick your ass.
Yeah. I like to call my dad and say, Dad, memory is actually really malleable. And every time you access a memory, it becomes weaker. Yeah. So, you know, he can't rely on. And
exactly.
You know what?
Hey, Dad, you piece of shit. Memory is really malleable, especially when I punch you in your fucking dome. If you don't tell Vulture when they call you that this is real.
Look, Vulture has fact checked called my dad a lot of times. And what they don't see is that I have a gun. And, you know, and I'm out there, I'm at his house and I'm making him say shit that I made up. And I'm just sharing this with you because I want you guys to, I want you guys to have the number one.
That's really freeing. Yeah. You don't want to be number one again. Then the backlash starts.
Yes.
Yeah. Then the discourse starts. Then people are going to start fact checking the dad. People are going to say, wait a second, this man's alive. Wait a second, this man's never read a comic book in his life.
Why Jamie Loftus's dad's Hawkeye obsession is actually problematic. AF.
And now my family's involved. It's look, I being number one on two lists, I'll say it. It's been a burden for me. It's been really hard. It's been harder for me.
It's not a comedy podcast, so don't worry about it too much. I wouldn't say don't hold too much burden because that means it's not a comedy podcast.
Well, just because it doesn't count. Look, I'm having trouble doing my three favorite things with the burden of this. So I want you guys to. So you do. You have to fry. You have to squeak. You have to yank out family trauma, and if it's not there, you just gotta fucking make it up. Just make it up.
Well, we gotta go, but we're leaning on Kevin more and more with the show, like we were saying, and so I do want to hear Kevin. Mm-hmm. Kevin's voice he's like loving much because we're like, we need you to be able to do this as well. Like we don't, you know, we need and just to be talking
it won't work
more.
I'm not gonna like record.
Yeah.
Much of this, it's going to be mostly on you.
Yeah.
I wake up every day and floss my little teeth. And then I show up to the dentist's office and say, look at this. And I use my fingers as hooks. And I sit in the chair and go, ah. And they say, you don't have an appointment today. And I say, but it's my birthday. And they say, wow, very good, Kevin. And pat my head.
Okay, that was, you said Dempus, but
yeah, Dempus. Okay. I like Dempus. Keep that.
Yeah,
I don't know why your teeth are so small. Are you a little kid in the story? If so, is your head in your dentist's lap? Are you sitting on your dad's lap facing him, and then he's tipping you upside down, and your head is on your dentist's lap backwards, and he lets you hold the mirror?
All good questions.
Yes to everything.
Just everything.
Well,
great.
It sounded like when you said little teeth, you were trying to get ahead of something, because if you hurt yourself, then no one can hurt you. That's what it's. Mm-hmm. That's what I was hearing. You're like, if I say my teeth are little, it's not going to hurt my feelings when my dentist starts bullying me. For
I've unloaded my enemy's gun. Yeah.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.